Well, welcome to another Legends interview with Jim Jurgensen, class of 72. He was part of the Minnesota State High School State Championship team, International Falls Broncos, back in 72. Jim, you're a legend. How do you feel about that?
Old.
I never thought about it that way, a legend's being considered old.
I know. It's like when I do lectures or something and they do the introduction and they go through all of your accomplishments and you're thinking, this sounds like a eulogy.
Exactly. And of course, the interview is as part of the Falls Education Foundation and Purple Pride, two very good organizations here in International Falls, helping out our student athletes, our speech teams, anything extracurricular in Falls High School. So again, thank you to Jim for that. Jim is currently and now the CEO and board chair with Visanti Incorporated. It's a consulting firm for pharmacies, whether it's in hospital or in clinics, or maybe a few outside pharmacies. And Jim, you're the CEO. You're the guy. What's it like being a part of Visanti Incorporated?
Oh, it's really a lot of fun. You know, I've been a pharmacist since 1977 and spent most of my career leading large organizations, hospitals and health systems, University of Utah, Indiana University. And so to be able to work all across the country and all around the world on projects that, you know, we get to choose is really a lot of fun. And I've got a tremendous team with me. You know, being able to work with people you like every day makes a huge difference. So I'm really enjoying it.
And you've been with the company for how many years?
10 years now.
No.
But one of my really close friends, when I first got out of residency, I did my training at the University of Minnesota. My friend Mike Flagstead did his at University of Wisconsin. And we both started jobs the same time at a hospital in suburban Chicago. And we became really great friends. And then ultimately, after 5 years, I moved over for my first director's job. And Mike went into managed care with Diversified Pharmaceuticals in Minneapolis. That was just kind of when that whole managed care pharmacy world was getting started. And he was always, and then he started Visant back in 1999. And he was always bugging me, you know, come to work for me. You know, we started our careers together. We could end them together. This will be really fun. And finally, about 10 years ago, I thought, you know, I'm at a point where the house is paid off. The kids are out of college. I could take some risk. Okay. So I said, okay, I'll come. And so my job was to get the hospital practice started and the international practice started. And when I started, you know, we did everything you were supposed to do. We took out key man insurance policies on me and Mike, and we had a succession plan ratified by the board of directors. If anything ever happened to Mike, I would become the CEO and board chair. And I thought, well, that's interesting, but we'll never use that. And then 6 months later, at 59 years old, Mike has an undiagnosed deep vein thrombosis that broke loose while he was shaving, pulmonary embolism, and he was dead before the paramedics got there.
Oh,
so
gosh.
That is not how you want to become the CEO, but that was the backstory.
Yeah, that's crazy. Visant. I'm sorry, my French side of my heritage took over when I was calling it Visanti.
I tell people, it's actually Mike's daughter was a French major, so it's Visant V Life and Sant Health.
Okay.
In French, but I tell people as long as the check cashes, you can call it Visant or Visanti. I don't care.
And it's something you're obviously very proud of. I can tell just by the way you talk about it. You're a lot of passion into this company. And you first probably started out in the Salt Lake City area and other areas, and then you're gone global, international. Where else are you at now?
Yeah, we work all over the United States, which is I think we've worked in virtually every state with maybe the exception of just a couple. We're in 102 hospitals around the country right now. And then with the pandemic, our international practice kind of got curtailed a little bit, mm-hmm. because you couldn't travel. But now things are opening up again. So we've got a big project going on in Saskatchewan, in Canada. Got a small office in London, which gives us access to the United Kingdom, Europe, and the Gulf states. So it's been fun. We've done a couple things in Australia, although that's a long plane ride. So it's got to be a really good project to go there.
Exactly. Again, Jim Jurgensen, class of 1972, part of that state high school championship team of 72. Jim, you're now spending your summers up here on Rainy Lake, which is great for you. And why don't you tell me a little bit about how that's going and a little bit about your family?
Yeah, you know, I still got my two sisters here, Shelly and Lori. So it's really nice to be back around family. My wife, Nancy, former Nancy Lee Ensman.
Yep. Okay, is that Otto's sister?
Otto's sister.
Awesome.
So, you know, yeah. Otto gets up here for the summer. Her brother Tom gets up here for the summer. Her sister Martha has a house just right over by Bacchus. So it's nice to be back around family and so many friends. You know, it's great because people you may not have seen for a while, you just pick right back up with them like you saw them yesterday. It's great to be back in the community and, you know, just the whole feel of being home.
Yeah, I agree. And we were talking before, you put your boat in and you said you're not a great backer-upper of the boat.
I'm not even a good backer-upper. Well, a lot less than great. I said it felt like that scene out of Austin Powers Goldmember where he's in the little car taking about 100. Yeah, straighten it out, back it up, straighten it out, back it up. I got it in, though.
Now that you got a boat, you like to go out fishing and do stuff like that?
Yeah, I do enjoy that. So I've been out a couple times with Jim Knapp. You know, Jim's
he's kind of a guy. Did he make you pay him?
No, he did. He's not guiding professionally anymore.
Okay.
He's still licensed. It was great. He's given me some tips and techniques and where to go. So it's I haven't been on the lake for a while, so things look a little bit different.
It is different. The same hot spots are still there, though. I don't know if Jim brought you to the real good ones or just the ones he's
open. Yeah, I think he's still breaking me in.
Exactly. He doesn't want to bring you to the great spots yet.
Not the good ones yet.
Well, let's go back to, now that I'm glad you brought up Jim, let's go back to that 1972 state tournament team. And we had Alstrom and Krantz and all them on for the girls track team from that year. And I had a great time with their interviews. But why don't you tell me a little bit? I watch you guys intensely as a kid growing up. Tell me a little bit about that 72 team and what made it so successful.
Yeah, I think the amazing thing about that team, I played on a lot of hockey teams that were more talented but didn't achieve anything near what the 72 team did. You know, that was really a total team effort. And, you know, I use a lot of the things that I learned from that team in my business today. You know, we always had a great game plan. Larry and Bernsey always had us set up for success. You know, they worked us hard, but it paid off in those tight games. Nobody was better conditioned or better prepared than we were. And everybody had an assigned role, and everybody knew what that role was, and everybody worked to deliver on that role to the best of their ability. So it didn't matter if you were the first line center on the power play, or you were the third line center and you were killing penalties, or you were on the bench and you just went in for spot duty. I mean, everybody accepted whatever that role was, and they did it, and they did it really well.
You know, I really like how you brought that up. You all got better. Purple Pride and the Falls Education Foundation, that's what that's about, is to keep these kids in these programs long enough so they can be a part of these teams. And when you're a part of teams, that gets you ready for life, doesn't it, Jim? And leads on to success in the future. So that's why it's so important, isn't it?
Yeah, very much. You know, and that's what I really try to do with my business, is create that team atmosphere. You know, make sure I'm a good communicator, make sure the vision, the mission are well understood, make sure the goals and objectives are well understood, pick the best players I can find, and then I get out of their way.
Exact. Find great players around you, and then, boy, it makes your job a lot easier.
A lot easier. That's why I can go fishing.
Exactly. Let's get back to that 72 team a little bit. We talked during our sports back talk. Thank you for joining for that. That was a lot of fun. That defensive group you had, the five big D, and I believe Mark Rabboin might have been even a part of that as well. But tell us about the five big D you guys had on the back end along with Peter Wasilowicz.
Yeah, we were really built for success. If you look at like the Golden Knights this year winning the Stanley Cup, that is exactly how they were built. Strong in goal, probably the best defense in the NHL, and then balanced scoring and four lines they could run interchangeably. And we were very similar. You know, we had Peter Wasilowicz, best goalie in the state, you know, one of the 100 best players ever in the state of Minnesota. And then you move out to the defensive core and, you know, our top four, top five. I don't think anybody else had a defensive core that could match us, you know, with Paul Green and Jim Knapp and Jimmy Lundquist and Calvin Sandbeck and then Stevie Johnson. We were just incredibly big, and they were mobile, could clear the front of the net. Peter could see the puck. And when they needed to, they could all join the rush. And then on the front end, we had three really balanced lines. We had a super first line with Al Karznia, Dave Brown, and Craig Dahl. They could score at will almost, it seemed like. And then the second and third lines could hold their own against anybody.
Yeah, I mean, you with Buzzy LaFon and Paulie Brown, I mean, the most memorable, I think the best line down at the state high school hockey tournament. I mean, just you guys scoring those clutch goals.
Yeah, Paulie got probably the biggest goal ever with the Minneapolis Southwest overtime goal. That was a sweet one.
Yeah, a lot of Division I players in there. As you mentioned, through them, Lundquist went to Brown, and of course, Sandbeck to Denver, and then Paulie Green to St. Louis, and Jimmy Knapp over to UMD. And Stevie Johnson probably could have played D1.
Oh, yeah.
But never ventured out there. You went to Air Force, Karznia at Notre Dame, Princeton for Craig Dahl. Of course, David Brown, I still say top three player ever out of the state, out of International Falls High School in hockey. David went and played juniors, but boy, a lot of successful, not just in hockey, but becoming successful people. And that's why, it's no accident that the team was so well laid out, but they also all became very successful in the world.
Yeah, and I think, we took those things that we learned growing up in International Falls and the discipline and the things we learned playing for the Broncos. You put those to use in your everyday life. I use them every day.
As do I. Last thing, what's next for Jim Jurgensen? You're going to continue what you made fun of at your last reunion. You were the only one still working.
Again. Oh, I know. Everybody's like, you're retired, aren't you? No, unfortunately, I'm not retired.
But, so what's next for Jim Jurgensen, and what are you laying out for the next 3 to 4 years?
The business has been growing, just exponentially. What we do is really help organizations improve on the delivery of their pharmaceutical services. And when you think about it, 80% of patients, the primary treatment modality for them are drugs. Fastest growing expense line in U.S. healthcare are drugs. Primary source of medical error in the United States are drugs. And then when you look at regulations, there's at least 70 external entities now that look at how you manage your drugs in terms of accreditation or licensure. So there's some huge upside opportunity to help organizations deliver care more effectively, more safely, and more costly. And so that's our vision, is to positively change U.S. healthcare through pharmacy. And we're doing a pretty good job of it right now, but our goal is to scale and do it even better.
So there's no end in Jim Jurgensen's future. He's going to make this happen till maybe the day he dies. Who knows? But again, spends his time out in Salt Lake City, spending his summers here in the International Falls Rainy Lake area. If you see him out at any of the old local resorts, Shea, Island View Lodge, or Thunderbird, make sure to go say hi to Jim Jurgensen.
Absolutely.
Jim Jurgensen, you are a legend. Thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you, Mike.
And I give a big thank you to Border Bank for supporting this show and for sponsoring it.